Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and hopefully you're off to a great commute wherever you're going out there. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right.
We've got tons of it, of course, today, and, well, everything from the Word, all the, well, the news is never ending, you know.
Well, and what a rich environment to operate in to deal with truth versus deception, you know, for Monochromatic Monday and the truth, and putting everything in its proper perspective with the, like you said, the news cycle is just, it's astounding.
Oh, yeah.
It's astounding. It's right. Lunacy.
Yeah, because we've got, I mean, well, we'll get to most of that after the break, but my gosh, it's finding out different things about the border. I was watching one of the Epic Times interviews with the producer of a movie called Gotaways.
Yes.
And I'm going to provide you guys with that email, not the email address, but the website, so that you can go ahead and watch that. It's a film, but They call it a documentary, and the Epic Times is the one that is hosting that documentary. And so if you were to type in gotawaysfilm.com, it will take you right to the Epic Times channel where you can watch that documentary right there. And so again, it's gotawaysfilm.com. And so what they're talking about is, there's all of the documented illegals.
Yes.
But, you know, as we've heard over the past 2 years, when they overwhelm Border Patrol, that's a tactic so that they can get all of the people that could possibly qualify for legal immigration. And then they run all the, you know, once Border Patrol is overwhelmed, then they run all the people behind them and around them that are illegal and will never qualify, that have like massive criminal records or criminal records at all that would prohibit them from actually obtaining legal citizenship.
Yeah.
And so all of the criminals, the people that have been released out of all of these nations' prisons.
Yes.
So that the nations, you know, don't even have to pay to house them in prisons anymore. And they just send them to America.
Those who are on the terror watch list, or they're from countries that are, you know, high risk nations.
Yep.
Those who are working for foreign intelligence agencies, or, you know, Islamic organizations, the people that don't want, they use the Guatemalans, the little, you know, I'm just looking for work, I'm trying to escape, you know, the gang crime where I'm from. So they come through under the auspices of being a refugee.
Right.
I'm fleeing for my life, right?
Yep.
So they walk right up to the Border Patrol, and then down the line, the hardcore guys are sneaking across.
They're just waiting.
Those are your gotaways.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is a planned, this is part of 2030, Agenda 2030, and I covered this last night in the weekly podcast. The United Nations is behind this.
Yep.
And there's some, it is just like what is happening in Europe. This is a planned takedown of a nation. This is part of their entire program to completely reset the entire globe, and that they're targeting specifically the West, because the West economies, cultures are the biggest barriers to their global reset.
Right, exactly. And you know, the other thing too is that we've been saying that the biggest issue on the planet right now is clearly the child rape and child trafficking and child butchery, is what it turns out to be in the end. And without a doubt, that is the case. And the whole cause, I mean, if you were to boil down the causes behind all of the major horrific things happening right now in the world, the number one cause for that to be allowed to happen is actually the electronic voting machines.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, that is what is allowing all of these WEF coups all around the world.
Right.
It's what has allowed it to happen in the United States since 2020.
Yes.
CNN and Lou Dobbs covered this extensively and did a very, very thorough job, I must say, back in 2006.
Right.
And so if you were to pull that up on YouTube, there they are explaining all about it. And
yes.
So if you were to say, okay, so if child sex trafficking is the number one horror that has to be stopped, what is the cause of it? Well, it's the electronic voting
machines. That's right.
Machines.
Stolen elections.
That's right.
And that is why, for Europe and the United States, that's why borders are wide open.
Right. Because if you just trace it back step by step, well, you know, if the election hadn't been manipulated and stolen through these electronic voting machines,
right.
The Dominion voting machines that, you know, all of the expert Dominion educators from Venezuela came to the United States to share with the United States on how to steal these elections through these voting machines, right?
Right. Which the CIA was involved in
the
first place,
yeah,
with Venezuela.
Exactly. They were involved in that too. And so if we hadn't had these electronic voting machines and manipulatable, stealable elections because of them, our border would not be wide open. We would have Trump in office.
Right.
We would not have any of this garbage going on with China. We wouldn't have any of these terrible things that are happening in our nation happen right now. And
right.
It's all because it all goes back to the cause.
Yep.
Stolen elections have lethal consequences on the world's most vulnerable people, and that is the little kids.
That's right. Exactly. There's Monochromatic Monday truth right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
doesn't get any more defined than that. So not only do we need the border closed, but even more than that, we've got to ban these electronic voting machines.
Yes.
Congress has got to get the memo that, hello, guys, we would not have this Biden crime family running our nation right now if you would just ban these electronic voting machines.
Exactly. You wouldn't be having all of these run around the poll congressional hearings, calling Mayorkas onto the carpet, Christopher Wray.
Right.
None of these, this wouldn't even be, if President Trump was in office as he should be and the election wasn't stolen, none of this would be going on. Russia would not be in Ukraine.
Right.
We would not be about ready to go toe-to-toe with China. Our military wouldn't have been degraded and demoralized.
We wouldn't have Chinese nationals setting up a camp all over the United States getting prepared to attack.
Right. Exactly. So, it all, that's the causal factor right there.
That's it.
It all goes right back to that.
And here's the thing, too, is not only would banning electronic voting machines, I mean, just suddenly change everything, but think about it. It would even stop the illegal DOJ, the illegal FBI, you know, because all these people that get elected through all of these fraudulent elections, these are the people that are running and degrading our whole justice system.
Yes.
All three checks and balances in this nation are from elected and appointed positions. And so, you know, there again, that would take care of that as well. We have got to ban the machines.
Right. And also, you know, Jesus said, do not be deceived. See to it that you are not deceived. This is the age of deception.
Big time.
And the Antichrist minions, the World Economic Forum, the deep states, the UN, they've got deception down.
Yep.
And we have to be wiser more now than ever. We have to be so shrewd more than ever because of what we're up against. Because we're up against such a shrewd adversary.
That's right.
You know, like over the last week, we've been bombarded with UFO testimony.
Right,
sightings
right.
of life and
anything.
All of this stuff. And it's just saturating. And, you know, you need to like grab that thing and push it out of the way to see what they're trying to hide.
Yep.
What, you know, they're waving this thing in front of your hand. What's their other hand doing?
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a lot at stake. It really, the border is a huge thing right now. The Biden criminal escapades that are, you know, trying to be exposed. There's just a lot going on besides UFOs. And
right. Well, yeah, it's you know, anytime you turn chaos loose anywhere, this is how it's going to start looking, where it's one huge news event after another, and so many that it becomes millions per day. The chaos runs rampant and totally out of control, like a Pandora's box.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, hey, here comes the news cycle, right? Stolen elections is a conspiracy theory, and aliens are real. So,
there we go.
Come on.
There we go. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nothing's upside down there, is right. it?
So, it's not aliens. It's not creatures from outer space. It's
fallen angels.
It's interdimensional. It is. They are real, and there's going to be a lot more of them, and that's not what you should be focusing on right now.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because here we are, we're trying to address the biggest issue in the whole world, according to the Lord, I'd have to say,
right.
it's the killing and raping of children, and that has to stop first and foremost.
Yep.
And that is probably the biggest way we can help all of these little kids right now is each one of us demand that our congressmen and U.S. senators ban the electronic voting machines. If you want to stop child rape and child butchery, demand that they ban the electronic voting machines.
That has to be the number one priority
for
every elected official out there. Everyone who calls themselves a patriot, prove it.
Yep. Don't just send letters or emails. You have to call each one of them on the phone and arrange a 10-minute meeting so that you can speak to them directly. Otherwise, your emails and your mail, your letters just get round canned. And I was there to watch it.
Yep.
They're inundated with too much stuff unless you purposely make an appointment to talk to them on the phone. It doesn't cost you anything, and it will only take 10 minutes out of your day. You get to pre-schedule it ahead, so you've got it open on your calendar as well. You get their ear for 10 minutes, and you explain to them that this is the number one crisis in the world, and it has to be stopped, and the number one way of curing that is banning the electronic voting machines.
That's right. And ask them what they are doing about it and when they're going to do it.
Right. And in fact, if you probably will need to help educate them on the bottom line, and, you know, like if this is the ultimate problem, what is the ultimate answer? Because that is the ultimate answer. Anything else that they're going to be trying to do is not going to be enough. That if you don't ban the electronic voting machines, the next election is going to make sure that Trump doesn't get in again and the border will remain open.
Yeah. And America's gone.
Yep.
If it isn't already.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, let's do the word of the day today. I know you got something great in store. The Lord has great in store for us. And
the Lord is just glorious. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yes.
Well, so on Saturday, we had a fantastic day of Bible study and listening to some of the greatest sermons from the nation's greatest pastors, of course. And I heard something that was really important that really struck a chord. And what this pastor was talking about, in fact, it was the pastor that baptized me back in 2011 right there in Post Falls, Idaho.
Yeah, North Country Chapel.
That's right.
Great church.
Yeah.
Pastor Bob.
Yep. And he had brought up something very interesting where he said, talking about a Bible verse, he was saying that walking in the vanity of their minds was exactly opposite of doing God's will. And so when he looked up the Greek definition for the word there that's being used as vanity, he pointed out that, gosh, most of us would think of vanity as being something different than what the actual definition is, where the actual definition is it means useless and aimless. So when you're walking in God's ways, you are actually useful. And when you're not, you're walking in a useless manner, without and without direction,
right,
in an aimless way. And so, you know, this is a very interesting key point, because when God says, if you walk in my ways, you'll produce fruit.
Right.
Right. Which means, you know, that, that is the product of faith, is action.
Yeah.
And so that just says right there that if you're doing what you should be and you believe what you read and you're walking your faith, you're productive.
Yes.
You're productive in the right direction.
It makes
sense. The Lord gives you something to do.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, you're just, like it says, walking in the vanity of your own mind, which is aimless, pointless, directionless, and is useless to God.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, that is a fascinating point.
Huh.
So,
yeah,
you know, no wonder he talks about the fruits of faith. You know, if the fruits show. And so that all ties into where the random turning for today leads us, which comes to us from John 17, verses 4 through 11. And so that reads, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. And that's it.
That's very cool.
That's very cool.
That's cool because, you know, you don't really think very often about the content of Jesus praying.
Right.
To God.
Yeah.
You know, you think, well, what's, you know, how did Jesus pray? Well, he's, you know, here's the Lord's Prayer, right?
Right, right.
And that's kind of it. You don't really see, you see so many scriptures about, you know, Jesus went off and he prayed, or he fasted, or he went off by himself to, you know, to pray.
Right.
But to actually take the time to read what Jesus himself prayed is actually kind of remarkable, because
yeah,
I've never stopped and pondered that.
I know. It struck you the same way it struck me. It was like, wow, this is really cool. Like the intimate, like secret, you know, between Jesus and God himself.
Yes.
You know, that's really...
And you can see the influence there in Paul's letters, where he repeatedly says, I pray for you. Paul took on the churches that he helped establish, that he was mentoring. In his letters, it was the same attitude. It
right.
was the same, like, you have been given to me, you belong to the Lord. Now I'm in charge of being in charge of you, and so I pray over you. I pray over the church. He is invested in them as, you know, a sense of ownership, and prays over them, just like Jesus prayed over the disciples.
Right. And I also thought, you know, that is, it's funny because you picked that verse out, and I have that one underlined as well, because that's a, like, pivotal. That's a pivotal point that he's making, that Jesus says, I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me,
right,
for they are yours. And, you know, that's the same as like when he's talking to the wealthy man who says, what do I have to do to follow you? And Jesus says, well, sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and follow me. And he went, no, never mind. Thanks. You know,
right,
basically. And so, you know, he walks away from him. Jesus didn't pander after the rich man, saying, oh, but here, wait, please,
yeah,
come with
back.
Me. Come with me. I let me tell you something else that might bring you a little closer.
Right.
You
know, let me reword it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He just basically turned around and went, okay, fine. If you know, I'm not going to chase after anybody. It's your choice.
Right. And he also didn't like, and so the man walked away. So Jesus started praying for him.
Right.
He just let him go.
Yeah. Yep. He gave him the choice right then and there. And he was just very straightforward. This is what you have to do. And he wasn't kidding.
Right.
And the guy's like, nope, can't do it. And so it's fascinating. I love to see, because everybody has this idea that he wants everybody and everybody's welcome and you don't have to do anything in order to, you know, make it into the kingdom with him. But broad is the way of that leads to destruction.
Yes.
Narrow is the path that leads to life.
That's right.
And so what does that mean? That has to mean there's discrimination and qualification.
That's right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't say narrow is the way. Otherwise, you know, seriously, that the whole thing, why is there a narrow path? Because there are requirements. Because
right. And few will take it.
Yes, few will take the narrow
it
path.
It is not, and this is going to come to it as a shocker to many, but it is not all inclusive.
Right, exactly.
Right, because this world today, everything has to be inclusive. You look on every you know, organization or business model, their mission statement or somewhere on their website or something, they make sure they throw in the word inclusive.
Right.
You know, and
that's not biblical at all.
The kingdom, it's not.
Exactly. I mean, you can't get any more direct than saying, I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And then he goes on to say, and all mine are yours and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them, meaning that those of us that walk in his ways, that do what we are told, that are obedient to him and producing fruit,
right.
we're not walking in the vanity of our own minds, pursuing useless things,
right.
and you know, walking aimlessly through the world doing worldly things. And so there's the definitive line.
Yep.
Are you walking in his ways? Are you glorifying him with your actions?
Yes.
Are you walking in the vanity of your mind, or are you walking according to the Lord?
There you go. That is a great one to read and meditate on.
Well, it's for sure. And that's not even it. This is a whomper. I'm not kidding, because this also goes down to verse 11, where it says, "And I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be as one as we are." Now, as if you'll remember last week, we were really, really capitalizing on the fact that 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
yep.
then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Well, there it says it again in verse 11, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be as one, maybe one as we are. And so it's through your name.
It's through his name that we are unified.
Right. And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. And so...
And that's a unifying message as well.
Exactly. That's That is an astonishing couple little verses right there. And what else would it be? It's Jesus talking to God.
Right.
You know, of course, it's going to be astonishing.
Jesus talking to the Father.
Yep. Right.
Wow, very cool. All right, so that scripture is?
John 17:4-11.
All right. Okay, cool. We'll come back and take a short break and then close the show out. And so stick around, Patriots. If you want to help keep us on the air, we sure appreciate your support. We are listener-supported. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Click on the Donate to RFR to find the different ways that you can support us. And we ask that you prayerfully consider doing that. All right, we'll be right back. Stay there, Patriots.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is the Morning Commute in segment two here. As we come up on the half hour here, I want to just remind you that prepping 2.0, helping to offset some of the costs here with segment two, and we're very grateful. And they're doing great work over there on their podcast, Prepping 2.0. The website is prepping2-0.com. And Lady Liberty, just a little teaser for tomorrow. Another great worthy outreach that's saving children.
Yes, and they've been doing it for a long time, apparently. And that's the Tim Tebow Foundation. And you could go to timtebowfoundation.org and just look up their unknown. It's called the Unknown Birthday Campaign, because apparently it's his 36th birthday. And so for his birthday campaign, he's covering this unknown campaign where they have been helping rescue children in America. And so we'll cover more of that tomorrow.
Yeah. And there are definitely a lot of other organizations there. And kind of rumor has it that could be a very, very large Christian aid relief outreach that's backed by a very well-known name that could be working with Veterans on Patrol, and they're looking at the possibilities of that. So
that's very, very wonderful.
See. Yeah, we don't want to throw any names out there either, but you know, this really has gotten people's attention, this movie.
Yep.
And people are just being moved to action. So, hey, it's a worthy cause.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Yep. So, all right, guys. Well, you have a blessed day out there, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Morning Commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.